Hello, everybody. Welcome to Barnegie Hall. We host shows here. We have concerts here that help to support a nonprofit called Music on a Mission. And Project Drew is one of our programs. And Project Drew stands for, Drew stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors. It's named in honor and memory of Captain Drew Ferguson, who was a musician and a songwriter, as well as a highly trained military officer. So today, we're ending our fourth year. Actually, it's been 5 years, but one minus one for COVID. Our fourth year of workshops for Project Drew. And we've had 21 workshops so far. So first of all, if you're able, would all the veterans please stand so we can recognize you? Thank you. Thank you for your service. It's such an honor to share your stories and the time with you. And today we actually have two very special visitors. One from North Carolina, who did this in April, and you're going to hear something from him later with Gretchen, but also Drew's commanding officer is here. The way the lights are, I can't see anybody, so I don't know where you're sitting, Chris.
I was Drew's.
There he is.
Oh, there he is. If this is the first time you've been to one of these, you will see how talented and insightful and compassionate our songwriters are. They're the ones that make this successful. And if you are interested in our shows that, you know, not necessarily Drew, just our concerts, there's a sign-up sheet out in the lobby. And what am I leaving out? Oh, my Drew partner is going to talk about this podcast that we were featured on and tell you how to find it. And what else? Oh, there's Barb Smith, who's here. There was an article in the paper today about she is constantly, and I mean day and night, doing things for veterans. And there was an article in the paper about her today, which is also out in the lobby. So now Mike Winnan.
Thank you, Marilyn. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the barn. Barnegie Hall, as we like to call it. It is now 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I had to like triple check. And you're in for some special music today. My name is Mike Winnan, and I'm part of the project team here in the barn for Project Drew. I'm also Drew's cousin. I want to give you a little bit of context if you are a first-time visitor to the barn or if you've been here before. But to give to begin with, thank you so much for joining us. It's wonderful that you're here, especially to see some of the veterans who've joined us before. It's really great to come back together. So who is Drew? What is Project Drew? Why are we here today? And what comes next? So I'll start with who is Drew. So my cousin Drew Ferguson is a Northeast Ohio native. I could probably talk about him all afternoon, but we want to hear some music. He grew up right here in Avon Lake, and he was classmates with Marilyn's daughters, and they used to hang out here in the barn. There was a game room upstairs, still is actually. And it was like a place where the kids could go and not be too close to parentals, I guess. And they hung out here, and Drew learned years later that the barn had been converted into a performance space and was doing music with something to do with veterans. So he used to send money to Marilyn, and it took us a while to figure that out. He would send money anonymously. Let's see. Drew is a singer and songwriter and a poet and a painter, and he had quite a career in the military. So he was in the Army. He was an Army Ranger, was a Green Beret, and a Special Forces operative. So he served two tours in Iraq, one in Afghanistan, and one in Africa. And he finished his military service as a captain. To say that he struggled on his transition home would be an understatement. And we lost him in the summer of 2017 when he took his own life. So that was when the Project Drew was born. I met Marilyn at Drew's memorial service. And she said, I've been wanting to do a program like this, pairing songwriters and veterans. And I'm going to name it after your cousin. And it stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors. So what do we do in Project Drew? Our program is unique in that we have a single weekend. We gather here in the barn, a group of us, usually five or six veterans and songwriters, and we circle up here and we just introduce ourselves and say hello, get to know each other a little bit. And Marilyn, some of the magic that she does from learning about the veterans, and she knows our songwriters well, she pairs those folks together and then they just share the space. You know, when the weather's nice, we go out on the grounds, up here on stage or in the green room, and we just listen. And the veterans will tell us any story or stories that they'd like to share. 24 hours later, Sunday afternoon, we come back into the barn, and those songs, we perform them live and record them for the veteran and any sort of any family members and friends who'd like to join. So as Marilyn mentioned, we've had... We just finished our 21st workshop, and so we've had over 120 vets come through our program from World War II all the way through Vietnam and modern conflicts. So quite a few veterans served. My dad and my Uncle Chad are here. They participated in our, they're Drew's uncles, participated in our first and second workshops. And so that gives you an idea of what we do in the workshop. Why are we here today? So this is our tribute concert. We do this once a year in November to have some of the songwriters back and all of you to share that music again. And it's also to really celebrate your service, our veteran service. If I think about where our nation is today and just our communities, I feel a tremendous gravity of what's happening in our world today. And so whatever your worldview, you know, I think it's worth recognizing the withdrawal from Afghanistan ends probably the longest conflict in our nation's history, and the heavy, heavy, tremendous burden that our servicemen and women have borne and continue to bear. So we invite veterans to join us, not to grieve or heal or any of what could happen, but just to make space to share their story. Because we cannot understand, we could never understand what they have gone through, but we can listen. We can listen and we can be strong and we can help them share their story through a creative piece of music. So what comes next? I saw some folks giving donations on the way in. Thank you so much. The financial contributions are wonderful. Equally important, just help us connect. If you leave here today, with some of the music that you connected with or that touched you, please help us connect to other vets, other songwriters, other people you might think could benefit from joining us. So most importantly, there's a lot of folks out there that you know, could connect with us. And I think about if my cousin Drew had you know, some kind of a community like this to connect, how things I don't know, how things may have been different. So on a practical note, let me invite you to take out your phone, as I will do with mine. Either turn it off, please, or silence it so that we can all dial in. We don't want to interrupt our performers. Just take in the barn. This is sonically such a great place to share. If these songs, sometimes these songs are heavy, sometimes they're humorous, sometimes they're unbelievable. Whatever that may be, just go with that feeling. Just dive right into it. Stay with us, and we hope you'll enjoy the music here today. Thank you.